So, selection is fascinating to me. How Darcy Fogarty isn't in this team is an indictment on Darcy himself. So I'm not critical of the club for not selecting him, but at the stage of he's at in his career, when you are crying out for options forward of the ball, when the team is crying out for some aggression, some competitiveness, for someone who can kick straight, they kick 2-9, what he's this morning waking up. Now, all the social media images coming out in the preseason of how fit he is and how he's worked with Tex and how it's going to be a big year, he's got to look deep into himself right now. When Himmelberg withdrew, Darcy Fogarty wasn't even the automatic inclusion. They had Berry and Pedler surrounded by Frampton and Thilthorpe in the forward line over the weekend. And Darcy Fogarty, fifth year at the club, first round draft pick, all the talent in the world, wasn't selected. So he's absolutely at a crossroads. I know he signed a 2-year contract extension, but I wouldn't be opposed for Adelaide trading him at the end of the year if something came across their desk that was enticing and another club wanted a forward. So that's one thing. The other one is, and it's been a topic, is their recruiting. And I don't want to be too harsh on younger players. I don't necessarily want to name names here, but how many potential 200-game players do they have that have been selected in the draft? Now, it may be a bit early, as I said, to make a call on a couple of those, but their recruiting is going to be the difference between whether the Crows rebound and rebuild in 3 years or whether it's going to be Carlton, 10, 15, 20-year rebuild. You have to get your picks right. It's all well and good having as many first-round draft picks as you want and re-signing your players, but if they're no good, they're no good, and you can only do so much. So I've got questions over their list, and that was my biggest fear for the Crows is, do they have the talent on their list to drive this club out of the hole that they're in and rebound reasonably quickly, like we're seeing Fremantle do, like we're seeing Sydney do, like we're seeing the Bombers do? Are Adelaide on that track, or have they got their draft picks wrong? Would be my question mark right now.